Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? It's another exciting episode of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude, and, we're going to play the usual cheese. We may play something amazingly. I don't know. I just thought we'd tell you. And Daffodil's over there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm here.
And, after many, many times of coming on the show and acting like a mindless idiot, often, just drummed up on coffee, I thought I'd come out here and be...
Blah.
Well, I wouldn't say blah.
Blah.
No, I would say serious, Daffodil. Cheese is a serious thing. You know, it's a serious subject.
Really?
Yes.
Does that mean I have to take it seriously, too?
Well, that's totally up to you. I can't speak for you. I can only speak for me. Now... cheese is very serious, and things are very serious on the show this week.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about the state of the world coming up on the show a little later and how you can improve it to help you in your daily life.
I don't think this sounds like much fun.
It's not supposed to be fun, Daffodil. It's supposed to be cheese.
Cheese is fun.
Cheese is fun, Daffodil?
Cheese is always fun.
What do you mean, cheese is fun?
Cheese is always fun.
Fun? Uh-oh, Daffodil, I'm transforming.
Back into usual wacky, warped, and weird self, I'm hoping.
What's going on, Daffodil? It's coming out. I can't hold it back. The series is gone.
It's almost impressive that you did that for a whole minute.
Yeah.
You were serious for an entire minute.
I gotta work on that. Maybe I can go a little longer.
I think that's the longest you've ever gone.
Well, maybe I can go for like 2 minutes. Huh?
That might actually, warp the minds of the listener.
It's worth trying anyway. Back to cheese, man. I tried. She bet me. She bet me $5 I could do it for the whole show, and it didn't work out.
It never does. Easiest $5 I make every time.
That's why it was serious. That's the truth. Coming up on the show this week, we have Bad Country on purpose.
It's good to know they're doing this on purpose, because if they were doing it by mistake, it wouldn't be nearly as funny.
A group called The Vandals is doing it on purpose. We'll get into a guy that, it cost him $6 million to put him back together. We'll tell you more later.
It's going to cost more than that to fix his career.
Yeah. But we're starting off the show with Lynn Gravel. Lynn Gravel and doing 70s movie covers on the Hammond organ? Something like that. We got the Godfather theme coming up, but starting up, we have the Sting on...
Cheese, please!
Thank you. six orphan stepchildren have found loving guardians.
Aww.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Cheese, please.
That really doesn't realm the mafia. It really doesn't reflect on the mafia well.
Hey, yeah, Godfather. Yeah, Godfather, give me a deal. Give me. You can help
but that's
me, Godfather.
What it was like.
On the Hammond organ?
No, not on the Hammond organ.
Godfather, help me! I'm in trouble, Godfather.
Well, whatever. Lynn Gravel, and before that, she hit the. Movie about around the same time, The Sting. I wonder if she's playing that at the hockey rink. Sort of sound like that, didn't it?
Maybe.
I think so. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. This is Cheese, Please.
And we're here for the Wacky, Warped, and Weird every week, as you know, and even Bad Country. We haven't played Bad Country in a while. It's about time we did. But the funny thing is this group takes pride in original songs on Bad Country on purpose.
Actually, not just country.
Oh, really?
No, the Vandals.
Yes.
Are an American rock band. They've released 10 full-length studio albums, 2 live albums, toured the world.
Yes.
And they're known for their use of humor.
Ah.
Referring to use their music as a vehicle for entertainment and sarcasm.
Ah, that would explain the 2 songs coming up on the show.
Off of their album, which is titled...
Yes?
Because I'm guessing this is the album these came from anyway.
Yes.
Where did I find it? I lost it. Oh, no.
Oh, don't do that. Come on.
The Vandals play really bad original country tunes.
Ah, that's it. That's it. I have the CD around here. You never saw that.
No.
No, no, no. I hid that for a while. It was kicking around in the van for years. Then I dug it out and you finally saw it.
And their first album, which I don't think we have, is When in Rome, Do as the Vandals.
Ah, we'll have to find that. But we're going to play Complain off that album you mentioned. And shortly. But coming up, we have Play That Country Tuba Boy. Yeah, you got to hear it to believe it. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Well, musician stories have made the rounds about traveling bands and redneck towns, but for tuba players, this has got to be a first. This one starts like they all do. I'd been traveling hard for a day or two, and I stopped into this joint to quench my thirst. Up walked this big mountain man, said, "What you got there, a garbage can?" I said, "Excuse me, that's my tuba, if you please." He said, "Great, play a country song so me and my buddies can sing along." And I told him I only play with symphonies. He slammed his fist and spit out his beer, and his body language made it very clear this wasn't gonna be just another B-flat day. That's when he cocked his 30-06, and boy, I let out with some country licks. I never thought I'd hear my tuba play. Well, after a while, I ran out of air, and I figured I'd better get out of there, so I grabbed my horn and headed for the door. Just about then, I felt a lasso wrapped around me and my tuba too, and they yanked me back and they hollered, "More, man, more!"
Music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
Some people must have, some people have not. And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Some people will work, some simply will not. But they'll complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Society's fault, I don't have a job. Society's fault, I'm a slob. I got a wife, so no one can see. Give me welfare, let me be. Hey bud, you're living in the land of the free. No one's gonna hand you opportunity. Some people must have, some never will. But they'll complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Yeah, they'll complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Like this, I don't have a house, I don't have a car. Spend all my time drunk in a bar. I wanna be rich, I don't have a brain. Give me a handout while I complain. Or this. Gonna stay in bed, watch TV, go out with the limousine, dance all night, take lots of drugs, wake up when I wanna. Hey bud, you're living in the land of the free. No one's gonna hand you opportunity. Some people must have, some never will. But they'll complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Yeah, they'll complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Cheese, please! '60s, and I believe it's safe to say that the Vandals get the inspiration for that watching many Jerry Springer episodes.
Perhaps.
Don't you think? Or maybe Maury.
Just watching daytime scandal shows. Because we're not going to call them talk shows, because they're not really talk shows. There's too much screaming to call it talking.
That's true. That's true, I suppose. The Vandals there and complain, and before that, play that country tuba, Boy. From the Vandals, and I have to congratulate that record store employee who, when I walked in and asked, I wanted the Wacky, Warped, and Weird, and what do you have, and she handed
you
me this CD.
Whip this out.
So that record store employee in New Hampshire, I want to thank you for that. That's just...
Because you were right.
Yeah. Absolutely. My name is Star Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
You know, it's kind of hard walking into record stores and explaining that. You know,
some people get it right away.
And others, well...
Never, ever get it.
You can see the question mark over their head when you say that. It's just amazing.
And then they point you over towards, like, the David Bowie section.
David Bowie. No. I want the Donnie Most section.
Exactly.
I want stuff like that. As a matter of fact, let's have the $6 Million Man section right about now.
And now it's time for the keys, please.
Not really known for his singing talent.
They can rebuild him.
But they can't make him sing.
They have the technology.
But they still can't make him be in tune.
No. Well, actually, they can. If he was auto-tuned back in the 80s when he sang this, he may have actually succeeded.
Auto-tune wasn't around back then.
Oh, the $6 Million Man in the 70s. Heath in the 60s on the Big Valley TV series. And in the 80s, it was the Fall Guy.
Yes, indeed.
And apparently, he decided to sing his own theme song for that TV series. Yeah. Let's, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. The Unknown Stuntman, right here on...
Cheese, please!
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fire up. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay. Hey, hey, I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Raquel Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay, hey, hey. I might jump an open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that makes Eastwood look so fine. They'll never make me president, but I got the best first ladies. Some days I've got on as far as the eye can see. Ooh-wee. A morning dive with Jackie Smith. I crash in the night with Cheryl. But in the end, they never stay with me. I might fall from a tall building so Burt Reynolds don't get hurt. I might leave a mighty canyon so he can kiss and flirt. While that smooth talker's kissing my girl, I'm just kissing dirt. Yes, I'm the lonely stuntman that made a lover out of Bert.
Cheese, please, rocks. Now where's my money?
Cheese.
Nicholas. Albert.
Look, I don't know where they are, but I'd like you to meet my two pals, my buddies, my two amigos. I'll tell you all about them. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Strange as it seems, I met in my dreams nicotine and alcohol. Here's what they said to me: use your head, you see, your life is very, very dull. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So I said to Nick,
Nick, tell me quick now, what should a fella do?
He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, you should try a cigarette or two. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So I lit a fag and I took me a drag, and then to my great surprise, I started to gasp and coughed like a rasp, and everything spun around before my eyes. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So I said to Al,
Al, be a pal, now what do you really think?
He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, smoking's kid stuff, pour yourself a drink. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So quick as a wink, I took a drink, swigged a glass full down. Well, first it seemed to hit me, then it turned around and it bit me, and everything went spinning all around. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. But here is the joke, when I awoke, it wasn't finished yet. I noticed first a terrible thirst, and then a craving for a cigarette. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Take my advice, this smoking is nice and the drinking is really lush. As you can see, there's no change in me, I'm still pure as the driven slush. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all. Oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Nicotine and alcohol.
Jeez, please, nicotine and alcohol. That's his friends, right, Daffodil?
Right. I hate to break it to you, Snarf.
Yes?
But he's singing about booze and cigarettes.
Oh, really? Rolf
really?
Harris? The guy that sang about kangaroos?
Really?
The guy that sang about kangaroos, now he's singing about that stuff? That's bad
That's
for
you.
That's
what that song is all about. He used to be really good until he met his friends Nicotine.
Oh, no.
And alcohol.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that when I was playing it. I thought it was his two friends. He was talking about his friends.
Who got him into bad habits.
Oh, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, listeners. You shouldn't have heard that. That's not very wholesome.
Yeah, we're not usually very wholesome.
Really? I thought we are. I thought we're like a regular 1950s TV series where everything happens and everything ends happily.
With sour milk?
No. Where do you get these ideas?
With cookies.
Yes,
everything ends happily with cookies. That's what I'm going to do with the $5 I won. I'm going to buy cookies.
That's assuming you'll collect it.
I always collect.
I'm very serious now.
Oh, it's your time for your thing. Just go do it.
Well, if I'm serious now...
I'm serious now that I have to open the glove compartment. Remember, don't try this at home. Even if you have a glove compartment in your car, don't try it in the driveway. I am a trained professional.
And yours won't do this.
Well, you never know. It could be an interesting glove compartment. Hey, if it was in one of those armored cars, maybe a glove compartment in there does it.
You never know.
Here we go. Okay.
One that has maybe like a vacuum door.
That could be.
Vacuum-sealed door?
Just a thought. We got to go anyway. We got Lenny Carson and the WizKids from 1950. Oh.
Look at that title.
It's an interesting title.
Molasses! Molasses! Just don't get it all over you.
I am thinking bad thoughts, so it's time to go.
What do you mean bad thoughts? Come on.
I can't.
Oh, okay.
There's just something about molasses. It's a really sticky situation.
But bum. Anyway, this is Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil. Thanks for coming and joining us for the wacky, the warped, and the weird. Have fun and stay cheesy.
Weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.